Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check. Positivity is all we need. Together we will succeed.
Blog Talk Radio, Twilight. Mind. You can inbox me personally at Rodney Stevenson, or you can call 240-778-5219 to find out how much the rates are, the specials are for the holiday season, and also for your holiday parties. This is Tranquil Mind by Rod, Massage and Wellness, for all your wellness, massage, therapy, and relaxation needs. 240-778-5219, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Now, the alarm has been sounded, and the message has been sent this weekend. Now, I will be the first to admit that I was a little skeptical of the way the protests were going on at first. The quote-unquote die-ins, these random protests that's been going on through Missouri, through Illinois, through New York, and also here in D.C. I was a little skeptical as far as organization of the particular movement. Proud to say that I have been proven wrong with the way that people came together this weekend here in Washington, D.C., and also in New York, how a lot of people came together to come in solidarity when it comes down to fighting against police brutality and fighting against everything that the media has been telling us. And it is, was really eye-opening, and is really proud to see all the people that came out this weekend here in D.C. and all the people that showed up around Washington Square in New York. That was just a really great thing for me. There's four big events, I would say, in the history of America, history of the Civil Rights Movement, history of protest. Of course, you have the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom back in 1963. That was 50 years ago. And people still talk about it, people still, you know, mention that when it comes down to the movement, when it comes down to something big and something powerful in this country, and of course they should. The second one I would say would be the March from Selma to Montgomery. And that was, of course, one of very iconic and very powerful moments in American history. And I encourage people, when the movie Selma comes out this week, we should take a look at it and see how they portrayed and how they accurately or inaccurately mentioned that march in Selma, from Selma to Montgomery, because that's where protest really took to a whole nother level because of the impact that it had, because of the way that people were treated and the violence that came from it. It showed where this country was at that particular stage and how the power of the protest can outweigh any of the brutality, any of the violence, anything that was going on that was trying to deter those protesters. So that's one of the big protests that I say is a very important part of American history. And then, to an extent that, you know, that happened in my life, that happened in something that I personally went to as well, was the Million Man March. Particular weekend made me feel like how I felt during the Million Man March. It made me feel really proud of everybody that came out, really proud of the strength in numbers when they said that they weren't anticipating the large crowd. There was only expected to be 5,000 people here in Washington, D.C. Over 10,000 people showed up. They were only expecting 7,000 people in New York. But it turned out there was roughly 20 or 30,000 people that came out to the protests in Washington Square. Now, that's just an estimate. Who knows how many people really came out, because, of course, you're not going to hear the accurate number when it comes down to how many people showed up, especially out in New York, especially here in D.C. Now, in D.C., at least they did say that there was a larger number than what they anticipated. You cannot deny that, because people who know the area, people who have been in this area, knows that Freedom Park only can hold about 2,000 or 3,000 people. The area of Pennsylvania Avenue, 2,000 or 3,000 people at the most. But there was an excess of 10,000 people out there, and you can definitely tell that that was the case. So it's just amazing how you see protests taking over. Now, today's show, we're going to talk about the protests that happened. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of the particular protest. And we're also going to talk about the other side of protest. I'm still, you know, I see what's going on here in Berkeley, California, and I have questions and reservations about that. So I want to talk about all those aspects. If you have a comment on the protest, a comment on the way the movement is going, you can contact me 347-850-1228. Let me know what you think about the nature of these protests. Let me know what you think about what is going on with these protests and how the impact will be on this country. Because that's what we got. That's ultimately what we're looking to have an impact on this country. We're looking to have an impact on the police department. We want to have an impact on the way the structure of the grand jury indictments, the way the structure of the way police are monitored in this country. Protests are well and good, does not make a difference unless change is made. So that's what we're looking for. This is the Rise Stevie Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Production, Toilet Entertainment. And before we get into all that, we're going to take it to church right now. And this is a gospel medley done by Toilet Service and yours truly, Mr. Rise Stevie. This is Rise Stevie Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Production, Toilet Entertainment.
I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on. it's him that I will serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him, Christ the Lord, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord.
Yeah, that was a little gospel medley right there. We just had to take it to church a little bit right now because we just feel the movement going on. And for those who are maybe too young to realize, the movement did start in the church. The movement did start in all the local places in the community that really care about what matters in the community, the church, the barbershops, the beauty salons, the local stores. That's how it started back in the civil rights movement. And this is where we are right now. This is the point where we have to start this movement. I wanted to see if there's anybody that supported the blackout today, that went to church wearing all black, supporting the movement Black Lives Matter, and just trying to really focus on what is going on in our communities. Because right now, this is what's important right now. This is what we as a people need to do in order to come together on a unified front. And this is something that has been an issue with a lot of people in general. A lot of the older generation feel that our generation cannot come together on a unified front, that our generation cannot keep that focus because we're such a Twitter society. We're such a Twitter society. Everything has to be in a hashtag. Everything has to be in 140 characters or less. Everything has to be instant, the Instagram society. That's what the older generation view us as. So to see that we are consistently and persistently trying to keep the movement going, that is a big thing for me to see, a big thing for the older generation to see, and hopefully a big thing for the government to see so that way changes can be made. So let's look back at 12, 13, 14. Let's look back at the significance and the aspect of this particular event in D.C. Now, it started off as just a basic march coming through, and just the atmosphere. It was a beautiful day. It was a cold day. It was a perfect day for a march. People coming down from all across the country, all races, all ethnicities, a beautiful sight to see. That was a good part about what happened yesterday here in D.C. And then you got the part that was a little bit controversial. Now, this is the part that people had a question about, this part that as a person that wants to see the movement go on, this is something I did not want to see. And when this played out, this has an impact on what people portray. The media probably, from what I saw, hyped this particular incident up, where the youth of Ferguson, Missouri, came up on the stage and wanted to get their voice out, which, of course, they understand that this was for the families of the victims to come up to talk. This was for the leaders, the political leaders that have been involved with helping the families to come up and talk. That's what this particular event was about. And I do understand why the protesters from Ferguson, Missouri, came up there and really wanted their voice heard. Even though they were not directly impacted, they still felt like their voice needed to be heard. So I do understand why they wanted to talk. But the method and the way that they did it almost hampered and hindered what the movement was about, what the point was And that was the thing that got to me. But I do applaud the organizers for letting them speak. And just listening to what they said and the passion and the fervor with what the young lady especially said when she came up there and said she can't even go down our street right now because of everybody, all eyes are on them. Everybody's so scrutinized. Everybody's so tight. Everybody is constricted in Ferguson, Missouri. And she said that we got to look at not the commercial aspect of promoting a hashtag and not the commercial aspect of promoting this. Look at the people that are directly impacted by what's going on. She said that the youth started this organization. The youth started this movement, and they need a voice, and they need to be heard. And that's the biggest thing that I took from it, and the biggest thing that really stood out from the speeches yesterday. You have a whole lot of people coming up. A lot of people have an issue with Al Sharpton, and I'm not afraid to say I'm an unapologetic supporter of Al Sharpton. I've been a supporter of Al Sharpton since he came to Dutchess County, New York, to discuss and talk about the issue with Tawana Brawley, and that's something that resonates with me. Of course, a lot of ups and downs that Al Sharpton has done. Everything that he's done has not been positive, but overall, he has good intentions when it comes down to the lives of African-American citizens and the way that we are treated in our community. So you got to applaud him for that. And people got to look past the whole concept of him being, in essence, an ambulance chaser. A lot of people think that Al Sharpton is an ambulance chaser, in essence. Whenever something goes wrong, whenever something goes down in our community, him and Jesse Jackson are the first two to jump on the bandwagon, so to speak. That's the way people feel. But you look past that and you look at the positive things that go on, and that's where the National Action Network has really been an impact. If it wasn't for the National Action Network, there would have been no marches yesterday. There would have been no day of protest going through New York, D.C., California, Cleveland, all these places. That would not have happened if it wasn't for someone with the impact and with the passion as Al Sharpton. So love my hater, love him or hate him, he did get the job done. And that's one of the big things you got to take from that particular movement, from the way everything went down yesterday there. Let's talk about New York. New York was just even a broader and just even a more beautiful view because of the fact that there were so many people that came out there. And I know there was a lot of people that I'm friends with and a lot of people on my Facebook network that went out there to New York. And it was just an unbelievable and just magical view to see how many people, all the tens of thousands of people that went out there to New York to take on this particular matter, to step up and show the things that are going down, the things that need to be done. And that was the beauty of it, that everybody was a part of it. Everybody was in one movement. And to see, I hate to read the negative stuff. You go on to some of these sites, go into these news articles, online, Washington Post, New York Times, USA Today, and you see all these negative thoughts of what happened yesterday. You see all these people that claim that we're protesting for the wrong reasons, that we're trying to support those who are committing crimes. And that's the biggest thing that when you talk to people, mostly Caucasian people that mention this, they feel, oh, why are they supporting this? Mike Brown robbed somebody. Mike Brown was aggressive, or you're talking about other cases that are going on that they try to claim that the African-American male that was shot and killed was the aggressor. And there is no reason, unless their officer is being threatened, that an officer should shoot to kill. And that is the point that people were trying to make. That's the point why we were out there yesterday in D.C., we're out there in New York, because it's not the point of what transpired prior. It's the point of police trying to step up and create fear and create this martial law, in essence, saying that they are bigger and better than than the citizens, and they can shoot first and ask questions later. Profiling hits on all levels. Here in Montgomery County, Maryland, the executive of Montgomery County, which for those who don't know what county executive is, that's the person that governs the county in a whole. So it's like a mayor, like a governor, but on a county level. County executive Isaiah Ike Leggett is African American, and he was asked about racial profiling and police brutality in Montgomery County, Maryland. And what he said is eye-opening but not shocking. He actually was a part of racial profiling even as the county executive. Been the county executive for over 15 years. So those who live in Montgomery County know who Ike Leggett is. And he was putting out signs right before the election because he was up for re-election. He won the re-election. And he was putting up signs. And while he was putting up signs, late at night, he had sweatpants and a hoodie on because it was cold in early November. And officer came up to him and told him he shouldn't be in that neighborhood that he was putting the signs up. It was a predominantly white neighborhood in Montgomery County. And the police officer not only tried to talk bad about him, talk down about him for being in the neighborhood, but also was cursing at him, being loud with him. And Ike Leggett did not reveal who he was. It wasn't until another cop came by, recognized who he was, and the cop, who was yelling and screaming the vulgarities, asked the other cop, who is this guy? And she had to mention that he was the guy that was signing his paycheck, and the name that was on his check is Ike Leggett, the county executive, and that's the only time that he was able to get free. And this is stuff that goes on time and time again, not just from regular citizens, from politics, entertainers, athletes, everybody, all of us of African descent that are male especially go through this on a day-to-day basis. Just listening to Chris Carter on ESPN the other day talking about how he's a Hall of Famer. He is a person that people recognize all the time. But when he leaves the studio, when he leaves the stadium, he is nothing but African-American male when it comes down to eyes of police. And those are the things that, too, because we feel this, those of us who have children, we want to try to relay to our children that, of course, in times of need, you need to call police officers. But there are also times that we are hesitant to call the police based on things that are going on. It should not be that way. That's what these protests are about. That's the reason why tens of thousands of us went out there to D.C., to New York, and tried to bring this out to the forefront, bring this out to the limelight when it comes down to how the police are treating us. Now let's talk about the ugly. We talk about the good, we talk about the bad, let's talk about the ugly. Berkeley, California. I'm not a proponent of what's going on in Berkeley, California. I understand that some of these people out there may have good intentions, but what they're doing in Berkeley, California is undermining everything about the movement. And for those who have not seen it, for those who are not, don't realize what's going on in Berkeley, basically these students from Stanford and Cal Poly and all these different places out there, Cal Berkeley, that are allegedly a part of the movement, allegedly part of the protest, majority of them are Caucasian, some Asian, maybe a few African Americans scattered here or there. What they're doing, they're taking this protest and they're destroying the protest, destroying the movement by trying to loot, by trying to rob, by trying to flip over cars and throw stuff at cops. And basically what they are doing, they're creating an atmosphere where the media is jumping all over this. The media has already forgotten about D.C. and New York. If you look at the way the news is talking right now, the news is so biased, and they're looking for looting, they're looking for rioting. They're not focused on D.C. right now. They're not focused on New York. They're focused on Berkeley. Why are they focused on Berkeley? Because these white kids are out there tearing up stuff, throwing trash cans into windows. They're looting. They're robbing. They're going after the police. You know, tear gas, rubber bullets being used out there in Berkeley. And that's what they want to show in the media. That's what they want to show on the news. So what we have to do as conscious and as responsible people that are trying to keep the movement going, we have to look at this and say, you know what? We are more than this outside of it. This is not reflective of what the movement is all about. And for people to say, oh, see, that's why, that's what these people are all about. These are rioters, looters. That's what they want to do. We have to address the fact that the people that are protesting out in Berkeley are not with good intentions. The people that are out there are not doing this because they feel Black Lives Matter, they feel that Black men matter, they feel that police brutality is wrong, they feel that there needs to be justice for everybody, they feel there needs to be equality when it comes down to the way people are treated in this society. They're not doing that out there. And we have to make sure that people see beyond what's going on in Berkeley. Look at what happened in New York, peaceful, strong protest. Look what happened here in D.C., peaceful, strong protest. Look at the way we're fighting in Cleveland, Ohio. Those are the things that matter, the silent protest. I'm proud of the basketball players, the football players that are stepping up in support, not trying to market off it, but trying to embrace and support the movement without being aggrandizing. And that's the big thing. You know, the player in Cleveland today that had on his shirt Justice for Tamir Rice and John Crawford, that's a big thing. Just putting that on there, man. And the Cleveland Police Department should be ashamed of themselves for saying that the Browns organization owed them an apology for what this gentleman did. What he was doing, he was putting his protest saying justice for Tamir Rice. I mean, a 12-year-old kid getting shot down and killed because he had a toy gun. John Crawford, because he had an air rifle, getting shot down and killed. These are things that should not happen. These are kids that are being killed for a toy. And they knew what the toy did. They shot first and asked questions later, and that's the problem. That's why this movement is going on. That's why it's important that we stand up right now. And this is my Stevie Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And I appreciate each and every one of you listening to this show. And I just hope that what's said on this show has an impact in your lives. You don't have to be a part of a big movement to make things happen. Just be a part of your community. Be active in your community. If there's something going on, you see brutality, you see injustice, speak on it. Lay it out. Don't be silent on it. That's the big thing about this movement. This movement is not just supposed to be on a large level. We have to take it back to our communities. We have to take it back to our homes and make sure that everybody is taken care of in our community. Everybody treated fairly. Everybody understands that the police should know where they stand and the citizens should know where we stand when it comes down to walking down the street, when it comes down to making sure that we are not looked upon as a suspect every time we walk down the street. Those are the things that are important in our community. So, once again, Rod, Stevie Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And once again, we're going to keep this going. Going into the holiday season, we're not going to stop. We're going to make sure that the movement is still being heard, the movement is still being felt. We're going to keep this going each and every week until things are being resolved. And there's a lot of different things that are going on in society, in the community, and we're going to get to those as well. But this is just too important to not talk about. So just transitioning a little bit, talking about Love Talk tomorrow. Love Talk shopping tomorrow is going to be about the five jobs that destroy marriages. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the home for the holidays. That's going to be a case of tomorrow's show as well. So please, those who are listening to this show, listen to Love Talk as well. We're going to get positive impact and positive feedback on our communities on all levels, not just political, but emotional, relationship, mental. We do a lot of things on the shows here that I host. So thank you each and every day for listening. And for those who want to continue the conversation, continue feedback, you can go onto my Facebook, you can tweet me at RT44, and let me know what you think about this particular topic. And if there's something you want to chime in on, something you want me to discuss, let me know, because it's important that we get the feedback. It's important that we get involved together as a community. That's the only way we're going to get things done. So, once again, this is Mr. Rod's TV show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And until next time, we'll talk.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check. Positive.